doubt.
All right.
Some folk may scorn or can desert and leave me alone, but I can tell.
All right.
Just how I feel.
Sing it right.
That God is real, and I can feel Him deep within. Oh, yes, God is real.
God is real.
He's real, real in my soul.
In my soul.
Yes, God is real. For He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me. Tell just how you felt when Jesus took,
yes, He did,
your sin,
oh, yes,
away.
Yes.
But ever since that day,
oh, yes.
Yes, ever since that hour, God has been real. And feel His holy power. Oh, yes, God is real.
God is real.
He's real, real in my soul. Yes, God is real. Boy, He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love for me.
Anybody else know He's real?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whilst I can feel Him in my soul. Hallelujah. May not can see Him, but I can feel Him. Hallelujah. And then by faith, we can also see Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. All He continues to do each and every day in our life. And everything will be all right, knowing that God got it in control. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we'll see it in His day. Hallelujah, that He gave us a new day and invited us in to share in His new day. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I was coming up in the years, the same new day, and I would look and say, every day looked the same to me. Hallelujah. But I've come to realize it's that every day is a new day, because the years are going on by. Things are happening every day. Hallelujah. And we need to enjoy the day while we can. Hallelujah. Because when it's gone, it's gone. And it won't come back no more. Hallelujah. And so we need to keep that in mind. And everything else will work out. Hallelujah. As we live today, we got tests to go through. Okay, so you are taking the test right now. The test of life. Hallelujah. And things in our lives gonna happen. Praise God. We call it coming with a change of time. Hallelujah. In this life you're gonna have, didn't say we might have, but we shall have trials and tribulation. Hallelujah. So it's gonna happen to you in time. We don't know when, but then we need to know how to handle it when it does come. Be thankful in everything. Hallelujah. Not thankful for everything, but be thankful in everything. You got to go through and thank God for taking us through. Hallelujah. Give honor and glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and to Apostle Minister Sharon West. Amen. And to help up here, Dr. Monica Lewis. And to all the other preachers in the house. All officers of the house of God, we praise God for you. And everybody else, our lay people, so we praise God for you. Everybody's special. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is precious in the sight of God. Okay, and you got to remember, we were made for God's glory, not ours. Hallelujah. So he made us and he made everything good. Hallelujah. And made everything beautiful in this time. So we're our time to be beautiful for the Lord. Okay. What time is it? Good news time. We come to bring you some good news. Hallelujah. Anybody need some good news? Because a whole lot of bad news going on. And the numbers seem to be increasing every day. It used to be a long time in between you hear people killing somebody. Now it's an everyday thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they act just like worse than the Westerns. Because most of the time when you were looking at them, they were doing killing, but they weren't doing no mass killing. And they respect the house of God. Now they don't even respect nothing. Hallelujah. So we got to be prepared for this change in time. Hallelujah. From the book of St. Luke, 16th chapter. St. Luke 16 chapter. And we're going to read, start from the 25th verse. St. Luke, 16th chapter, begin with the 25th verse. I was there. St. Luke 16 and 25. But Abraham said, "Son, remember thou in thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf that's fixed, so that they which would pass from hence and you two cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence." Then he said, "I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that they may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Abraham said unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." Praise God. We'll stop there. Tell your neighbor, it's praying time. Tomorrow may be too late. We need to remember the scripture says, "Man hath always pray and faint not." In other words, don't stop praying. Okay. No matter what the situation may seem to be, no matter how perilous it may appear to be, keep on praying. Okay. You got to pray all the time. And prayer will bring you through. Hallelujah. But you got to pray in time. You got to pray while you can. Because we don't know when this is our last breath we're going to take. It's going to be some tough times in this world. Perilous time is upon us right now. Hallelujah. And a long time to us is a short time to the Lord. The reason it's so long for us, because we don't have but a few days on this earth. But God's been around since the beginning of everything. And he's still here. And ever will be. Yeah. We need to continue to pray even though sometimes it seems like our prayers are not being answered. But pray on anyhow. Be thou faithful at your praying. And everything will work out for you. I'm not going to be here long. All right. You thank Minister Beth for helping us out. All right. In her remarks, confirming what God has given us to do today. And time is running out. Pray now. All right. Because after the time is ended, there won't be no way you can pray and get an answer. Don't let it be too late for you to pray. Stop putting it off today for tomorrow. But do it now. Hallelujah. Now is the time to do what the Lord has given us time to do. The Bible tells us that there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fast sumptuously every day. A rich man got all that he need and some left over. A rich man that God had blessed with abundance and life. But yet in all that God had done, and all that God had blessed him with, he didn't use it wisely. All right. He put it up. He had a big bank account, but he still won't use it wisely. He didn't share it with nobody. He's got it and he hogged it up. He kept storing it back, about like the man that planted his fields, and the field put forth a whole lot in abundance that year. And they were so much that he said, I ain't got room enough to hold it. What can I do? And he answered himself that, I know what I will do. I'm going to tear down my old bonds, and I'm going to build up bigger and new bonds. And when I've done that, I'm going to fill them up with my crops, my harvest. And then I'm going to sit back. And I'm going to say, so, you done well. So he's building up these earthly treasures. But the Lord spoke to him that time, said, thy food, this day, your soul shall be required of thee. Now, who's going to get this stuff that you've got packed all up now? All right. So this rich man had plenty. His clothes were purple, indicating royalty. So that he must be somewhere down on the royal line in relationship to the king. One day he might, depending on how things go, even have been the king. But he was dressed up in purple. And get this, fine linen. Not just linen, it was fine. Silky, soft, smooth to the flesh. He didn't have no itchy clothes. Didn't have no stiff clothes. But it was all soft. He made his earthly house look good from that point of view, but it's hell of a house for looking shambles. Okay, because they were doing nothing for his soul, tearing on all for your present appearance. But the word told us to don't build up earthly treasures where men can come and steal from you. Moth can come around and eat it up. You rust it away. But you need to be building up your heavenly treasures where moth and cannot get to it. And thieves cannot take it away. Here we find this rich man firing sumptuously every day, having a party all day long, every day. He didn't have to go in the fields. He didn't have to do no labor work, but he just lived like he was a king. And there was a certain beggar, and the beggar's name was named Lazarus, in which he was laid at the gate full of sores. So this let me know that two things about this man. He was poor. And another thing is that he couldn't walk. Because if he could walk, they wouldn't have to take him and lay him at the gate. He was crippled. And begging. You don't like the men that be standing on the corner of the highway with their cups in their hand. Nobody didn't bring them there. They came on their own initiative. Here, this man could do nothing, depending on others to help him in his way. So he was carried and laid at the gate of the rich man's house, begging not for a steak, begging not for a pork chop, begging. Didn't even ask for a chicken wing. Yeah, here he is waiting for some help from somebody, namely the rich man, because he had plenty that he could share, and it wouldn't hurt his welfare. Glory be to God. And so he was laid at his gate, and his body was full of sores. I don't know what caused the sores, but he was filled with sores. So not only was he poor, a beggar, and couldn't walk, but he had now his body full of sores. His physical body was in misery. But all he asked for the Bible said he desired to be fed, not with the loaf of bread, not with a slice of cornbread, but he just wanted crumbs. Somebody said crumbs. That fell from the rich man's table. Tell somebody, don't want too much. Some of us want too much and been never satisfied. But this beggar man, all he wanted was crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. You can make it on some crumbs. You might, the stomach might be still rubbing against one another. You might still have some pain, but you still get some nutrients off the crumbs. Because the crumb got everything in it that the big piece have. And if you get enough crumbs, you might fill up. And by this man being rich, he thought that maybe the man would allow him to get some crumbs from the rich man's table. Now he won't at that table. He was hoping that he would send his servant out with the crumbs. I don't know whether the crumbs they swept up from the floor or they just picked them up from the floor. But he was taking what the Lord gave. We don't want that somebody bang or something like that. I don't want that mess. I'm hungry, but I don't want that. About like some of the people on the corner. You offer to take them to get some food. They don't want that, but they want you to put the money in their hand. They ain't hungry. They ain't hungry. Because if they were hungry, they would take the meal. Somebody in the house, God, ain't hungry. Because they won't take the word that God is feeding them. They ain't hungry. They don't want to be delivered out of the situation they're in. Because God tell you to let not your heart be troubled. It's a way out. But we ain't hungry enough to eat that word. We'll give advice to somebody else. But we won't take it ourselves. So you don't want what you got to eat. You pass it on to somebody else. Yeah. Now you don't want nobody passing you nothing. Glory be to God. And so the rich man didn't feed the Lazarus. The dogs had more compassion than the rich man had. The dogs came and cleaned up his wounds. The word of God can clean up your wounds. Even though they were still there, they were being cleaned by the dogs. And the word of God will clean you. So the rich man, the beggar, one day died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, Lazarus, he died. And the Lord sent his angel to bring him to a place of comfort. Bring him to a place where life is plentiful. Food we don't need. Water we don't need. But now we are prepared eternally in the heavens with our Father. The rich man died, and the word says, in hell. He opened up his eyes because he didn't bear his soul while he could. He didn't pray when he could. He didn't need no prayer. because he had everything he wanted. So he didn't pray for nothing. But now here he is in need of everything. The word said the rich man died and was buried. He didn't say that he was buried with all his goods. He didn't say he was buried in his silk linen. Didn't say he was buried in his purple. But he was just buried. Now, open up his eyes. Fire was burning. Open up his eyes. He was in the fire. And now he's in the fire. The fire is burning hot and seemed to be getting hotter all the time. Where's the air conditioning? Can't get one down here. Nobody will deliver it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can't, it's too late to take that word now because it would have been an air conditioner for you. God would move the flame out of the fire. Hallelujah. Now, the rich man said he saw Abraham in the bosom of the Lord. I mean, see the beggar in the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to touch to his finger in some water and touch the tip of my tongue. Now you got to realize there, that had to be some thirst. He Lazarus was begging for crumbs. Now here's the rich man begging for a drop of water. Maybe even a less of a drop because he's going to dip his finger in the cup. And but don't you know by the time that finger got to his mouth, it was gone causing all that heat. It just what evaporate. But touch the tip of my tongue. Touch me. That he may cool me off. It is hot and I am in torment in this flame. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy day in the lifetime receivest thou good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. Yeah, Abraham being got good things. Now, and the rich man got the bad thing. Things are turning around in your life. Thank you, God. For he will do this. The rich man praying, but his prayer is too late. Pray now, because you may not get another chance. Pray now while you can. And everything's going to work out all right. Pray now. Don't wait for tomorrow. The prayer is needed today. And he said, to the rich man. Remember in your days, your lifetime, you had it good. You got everything you needed and more. And you didn't do anything for Lazarus but evil. And now he is comforted and thou art tormented. You see now, you got the worst end because you didn't pray and you didn't help him out. You didn't give when they told you, when they had a chance to give. It said, now Abraham said to him that Lazarus and nobody else can come to you. There's a gulf fixed that no one can cross over. They can't come to you. You can't go to them. Your prayer is too late. Now, it said, send then, I pray thee, that you send to my father's house. There I have five brothers that need to get straightened out. Warn them don't come to this place. I need you to give some belief to my brothers. I can't be helped. I am in torment. But I don't want you to come down here. So here was being told. He said, Abraham said to him, there are Moses. You have Moses and you have the prophets. Listen to what they are telling you. We don't have Abraham. We don't have Lazarus. We don't have Moses. But we do have the prophets. That you need to hear what the Lord is saying. Hear ye the word of the Lord, that he will fix things for you. And it said in name, Father Abraham. But if they went to someone that came from the dead, they would repent. He said unto them, if they hear not Moses and they hear not the prophets, neither will they hear anybody that come from the dead. See, you got to hear why you can. And answer the call of the Lord. Pray and everything's going to be all right. Pray. Hallelujah. Some said, listen while you still can hear. The Lord is calling you. Hallelujah. And you need an answer to call. And hear and pray as he told you to pray. Seek to pray. And God will answer you on time. But you got to pray now. Hallelujah. You can't put it off for tomorrow. We may not even make it through this day. Praise God. So always pray. All the time. All through the day. Pray in your heart. Okay. I bless you. Now I know him and David. Was in the apostles, both praises from the God, and keep us in this world. Let's see, he should come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let the church sing.
Amen.
Let the church sing.
Amen.
Let the church sing.
Amen.